Hi everyone, it's Zeta Global Radio. I am really excited to talk about our show today, but before I did that, I wanted to just share a few thoughts. I woke up this morning reading all the headlines about Charleston, and my heart was just broken. And we have this wonderful platform here at Zeta Global Radio to reach the world. We know we have at least 50 countries and growing of listeners, and I just wanted to take this moment that we can all come together and send a prayer to the families, to the community in Charleston, and really to all of us, because when something happens to one of us, it happens to all. And I know if I'm feeling sadness, I'm feeling a lot of the heart space that's going around Charleston right now in this epic tragedy that is so senseless. And it also made me think about today is also our Celebrate Pride Through Film here in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And I'm really excited about this event. And then I'm thinking about the film, at least one of the two films is about the late Matthew Shepard, who also was killed due to a hate crime in another fashion. And I just want to send a prayer to all of us and around the world for all of us, no matter what color we are, our sexual orientation, that we all realize that we're all the same. We're all connected. We're all one with God. And my prayer goes out to everybody who's been affected, and love and light to all. So it is. Welcome to ZGR, Zeta Global Radio. I am your host, Lainey Savante Quirk. Welcome to our first segment. And I don't know where you are in the world, but here in New Mexico, it is hot and we are ready for summer. So we thought we would talk about ways to improve our summer in a very conscious way. So our first guest of this show is the lovely Sarah Jones, who I've known for a long time. And she is a health and wellness advocate with doTERRA oils. And for those of you who don't know about doTERRA, this is the show for you. And for those of you who know about doTERRA, you might learn something new because Sarah is full of wealth of information about doTERRA. So, Sarah, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I've known you for a while. I've heard you talk about doTERRA. And since the day you mentioned doTERRA and you brought over the orange to my office, the citrus blender, whatever it was, I've become absolutely like many across the planet, because now everyone I know seems to be talking about it. Everyone's signing up to sell it. They're doing all sorts of things in that world. If you go on Facebook, you see it everywhere. So tell me about your world and how you came to get involved with this, because it's absolutely as phenomenal as everyone says it is.
It is. It's great to be part of the movement. doTERRA is the world's largest essential oil company, and I'm lucky. I've been involved 4 years with doTERRA. My journey began when I came to the end of my road with Western medicine and my autoimmune and endometriosis disease. I was not having any luck with the treatments available, and my girlfriend suggested that I use doTERRA to try and manage some of my symptoms. So I began with geranium and cypress and clary sage and found tremendous luck. So much like you with the wild orange that I dropped by, it's an immediate response, whether it's aromatically and you just love the scent, or whether you're using it topically and internally to manage being well.
So there's a lot of people out there who are probably wondering, we have ways to be healthier, and people are suggesting that oils do that. So tell me more about why these are making people healthier and feel really good about themselves.
Essential oils are amazing. It has to do with their complex chemical structure and also the size of the molecules, which is really exciting. doTERRA's certified pure therapeutic grade oils are particularly wonderful because they are sourced in climates and environments that offer the highest therapeutic grade. So that's the doTERRA difference that I find so wonderful versus just an oil that you would use aromatically.
So I had the chance to learn about doTERRA during the winter time, and On Guard was, sort of on the whole rage of you need to have On Guard. And so let's talk a little bit about that, because that was my favorite, really my first experience seeing how to really support when colds and flus were coming around.
En Garde is one of our popular blends. It's immune boosting and supporting, and it's a must-have during the winter months and what we call the cold season. But I use it daily to maintain my wellness. It's great. It smells beautiful, and it's easy to use. A drop on your feet, a drop or two in warm water as a tea. Super simple and effective.
It's interesting. Howard was just saying that his mom didn't know that you could actually ingest these oils, that these are more of a topical.
We have a select amount of blends, and not all oils are created equal. Essential oils, I would only recommend taking doTERRA internally because they do so much with research and development. And yes, you can make salad dressings. You can make, I used oregano in my pozole this year for the first time. That was wonderful.
So summer's here. You can make a lemon with the lemon drink and an orange with the orange drink.
You can have a beautiful immune-boosting lemonade spritzer. I like to do lime in a blended watermelon drink. Lavender in lemonade is just fabulous. There's a plethora of recipes that you can use. You can use them in your pasta salads for a picnic. You're going to that church picnic and everyone's competing for the best pasta salad. Add a drop or two of oregano or beautiful basil and boom, you're the talk of the town.
Wow. Okay. That's exciting. And so for health and wellness, are there certain ones now it's summertime? I know people are thinking about getting into their bikini. They're thinking about really shedding maybe a few pounds. Are there certain things that doTERRA offers for those people?
Yes, we have a beautiful Slim and Sassy metabolic blend that is one of our go-to for weight management. It has a wonderful blend of essential oils that's delicious in a little bit of water if you're having a craving. You can apply it topically to help deal with some of those, you know, last inches or bumpy skin that we try and hide during swimsuit season. They have a whole line of shakes, and they just came out with some lemon bars and I believe a appetite control powder. So once again, doTERRA is always working on research and development to give you the best experience. I also like plain grapefruit in sparkling water. That's great for weight management. It helps with blood sugar management. It helps with appetite suppressant and cravings.
Excellent. And then let's think about stress management or emotional well-being. So no matter what season there is, people have always a way to find, or they want to find a way to combat stress. So tell us about these oils, because I know these are super, super helpful in that area.
They're wonderful. And right as you said that, I had the vision of that Chevy Chase summer vacation movie and how to manage summer stress with family. And sometimes you're in the happiest place in the world and it's not. Lavender is a go-to for managing stress with your family. It's an easy oil to use on children, pets, everyone involved in summer vacations. That would be my go-to because it's great for insect.
And then also, I know about the diffuser. We use that at our house all the time, and you walk in and just smells just incredible. So we've used, I know, the one Breathe, and you could do the citrus. So you could do different ones.
You can do different ones. Currently, my favorite blend right now that I'm really just jazzed about is lemongrass and Lang Lang. That's a really nice, uplifting blend. But the diffuser is something to think about. You're at the picnic. There's all these mosquitoes and pests. You can plug it in outside, use a few drops of our Terra Shield blend, and you can keep pests away. And so in addition to stress management and maintaining a nice atmosphere in your house, it also has that multi-purpose effect that you can use it outside for insect control.
So no, people here listen from all over the world. So if they don't have doTERRA, a wellness advocate in their area, they can contact you. So what's the best way of finding out more about doTERRA or getting the oils?
The best way to contact me is at my doTERRA website, mydoterra.com/Sarah Jones. And you can reach me there. It's a great site that has information on the oils, information on doTERRA. And I also have a Facebook page called Healthier Living with Essential Oils that you can like and get great suggestions and often has activities in the area.
So I just want to thank you for being here, for one. Two, Sarah has kindly offered a special for all the ZGR listeners. So when you do get in contact with Sarah, you mention code ZGR2015, and you immediately get a complimentary lemon oil and this booklet. It's, what is it called? A to Z?
A to Z Essential Oil Guide. It's a great quick and easy reference on oils and symptoms and the history of essential oils in general.
And you're so sweet because you're saying it's great. I think it's extraordinary. You can look up just about anything and, you know, I have a cough, I have a backache, I have a headache. You know, what are the things that will help me feel healthier in these topics? And there's all sorts of combinations of how to mix Melaleuca with this or whatever. And I found the book great. So those two items are complimentary with any purchase over $30. So again, why don't we just repeat that website and how they can reach you, Sarah?
MyDoTerra.com/Sarah Jones.
Any last words you want to say about doTERRA and how great it is?
You know, doTERRA means gift of the earth, and it truly is. I love the fact that doTERRA is a company that cares about its consumer, its farmers, and the planet. And so being part of something like that is a true joy.
Well, we're proud to support the work that you're doing. I know that many people I know are, I mean, like you said, it's a movement.
It is a movement.
Yeah. And it's a special movement. It's really people are waking up to the complete consciousness of how to take care of their own hands-on health for themselves.
Exactly. I think as we're changing the paradigm of how we look at health and well-being, it's putting the power in our hands as far as taking control and being healthier.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for being here. I hope everyone gets a chance to try these extraordinary oils. I'm a fan myself. We use them quite a bit. Whether you have kids or you don't have kids, you have pets. I mean, it's for everybody, right?
Everybody.
Including the pets. Let's just talk about that for 5 seconds and then we'll sign off here.
Great. I have a 19-year-old cat. I use lavender on her for her allergies and frankincense for her bone issues and her wiggly kitty issues, and she's going strong. You can use them to soothe skin issues and emotional issues. So it's really a nice thing to have in your toolbox, especially if you have a furry friend in the family.
Excellent. Sarah Jones, thank you so much for being here. Stick around on ZGR. We have a whole lot more. Thanks for tuning in. Hi, everyone. We are here getting ready to go into our third month of Zeta Global Radio. Thank you so much from all of us here for being avid listeners and participating on our Facebook page and really taking in all that we're doing here to bring you the best of what is out there and supportive for all of us. No matter where we are in the world, we want to just come together as one and also invite any of you who feel a calling to participate even further with us. Advertising on ZGR is successful and enlightening for all of us to learn about what your product and service is. So if you want to join our list of wonderful advertisers, please do so. And we're offering right now a special 10% off for all new advertisers. Best way to reach us is at our Facebook page. You can leave us a message there, facebook.com/Zeta Global Radio. You could also email us directly at info@thelabnm.com, and we'll be happy to work out something wonderful for you. Thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Sarah Jones, wellness advocate with doTERRA. Happy to be here on Zeta Global Radio. My special offer to all ZGR listeners is a lemon oil and A to Z essential oil guide when you visit mydoterra.com/Sarah Jones and purchase $30 or more. I'm looking forward to supporting your journey to health and wellness.
The tiny homes movement seems to be exploding all over the world. People are choosing to downsize their homes into more affordable, mobile versions of their dream homes. World-famous painter and craftsman Michael Ostosky is also owner of Roadrunner Homes, unique, one-of-a-kind land yachts that are ready to hit the road when you are. Be sure and take a look at some of the Roadrunner Homes for sale at facebook.com/groups/Roadrunner Tiny Homes. Custom orders are welcome. Remember, with Roadrunner Homes, Home is where you park it.
Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio. It was so nice having Sarah here talking about those oils. Essential oils are so incredible and are useful in so many ways. And I know they had something for weight loss, but really, let's talk about weight loss and different ways we can slim down inside and out. And with us here in this segment is Patricia Murphy here in our Albuquerque studios. Welcome to the show, Patricia.
I'm so happy to be here.
I'm super happy to have you here. First off, you are the owner of Sculpt Laser Lipo, and you are just passionate about helping people find their greatest being. I mean, that's the only way I could say it. It's like you smile when you see success in people.
Absolutely. I meet the most wonderful people in my business, and my goal for them is truly to help them live their most vibrant lives. And that's, you know, helping them maybe fit into that certain pair of jeans, but also, more importantly, having more energy, feeling better about themselves, and just being productive, happy, energetic people.
Well, what's exciting about me is every time I talk to you, you have a new modality, you have a new technique, you have something that you've added to your practice, because it's not just Sculpt Laser Lipo, but you consult with people all over the world for weight loss management.
Right.
I know you do something with facials. So tell us a little bit more about your overall and then what we're here today to talk about.
Okay. Well, in my business, the core aspect of my business is I use a painless laser technology to help encourage fat cells naturally to give up their contents. But I use that in that technology in tandem with lots of really in-depth nutrition counseling, exercise guidance, and overall lifestyle counseling so that people get really a whole kind of lifestyle makeover, as much or as little as they need, so that they're successful long after they're done seeing me. I really like to set people up so they can keep on going.
Well, I love that. And a lot of what we're talking about today with all four of you is how the emotional, the mental, the spiritual, and the physical all need to be in balance. You
Absolutely.
Can't just be the diehard workout queen and then really not have an emotional base. Or toxicity, I believe, is going to build up somewhere unless you have the balance. So with all of you here today, and what you're going to talk about is, if we do feel like we've built up a little bit, maybe a cleanse is the way to go.
Absolutely. And one thing I'd like to make sure people understand about cleanses is they do not need to be extreme. This is not something that will be a detriment to you going about your everyday life. Our bodies are actually very, very adept at cleaning themselves naturally. But sometimes the toxic buildup is just so much that our natural system of purifying and cleansing gets really bogged down. And so that's where a nice little easy, gentle detox or cleansing program can come in.
I think that's terrific. And I'm so glad you touched on that, because when you hear people say, oh, I went on a cleanse, they make it sound like it's an incredible sacrifice, when really, as you're saying, you want to be in harmony with your body. You're just giving it a little bit of a break in the congestion.
Exactly. We're not out to shock your system into submission. We're just here to support it. So beautifully stated.
Tell us more about what you have in your world of cleanses, because I'm really interested in one, because I know I'm 8 weeks out from getting married,
right,
and I'm seeing
right.
you for support. So bring it on.
Okay, there are a couple ways to go about it. I approach it two different ways. One, there is a product-based cleanse that I do work with my clients at Sculpt Laser Lipo. So if people are interested in that, we can talk about that a little bit more later, and I can provide information where they can get in touch with me.
Great.
But in general, there are really five major things that you can do probably right now to help support your body in its efforts to clean out the junk. Number one is cut out processed foods. Really try to stick to foods in their natural, original state. They're full of nutrients and your body can just digest them much easier. So, you know, really try to stay anything that's packaged and processed.
You know, when I was a child, my mom, she was kind of overboard, but she would say, look at the ingredients. If it's more than three, leave it be.
She's absolutely right. That's what I tell my clients too. And if it's got, 10,000 syllables in one of the ingredients, it's probably not something you want to put in your body.
Yeah. So as natural and as basic as you can.
Right.
So your body understands what's happening.
Exactly. Yeah. But you're not making your body a chemical lab.
There you go.
So to speak.
Perfect.
Second thing, and this is the one thing that probably all of my clients, if they had to say, if there's one thing you would say about Patricia, this is it. Ban artificial sweeteners. That is the one thing that you should never, ever, ever let slip past your lips.
I'm there with you 100%.
So many reasons why you shouldn't. One is they're a major hormone disruptor. And they interfere with all kinds of hormones, one for weight loss being you lose the ability for your stomach to tell your brain that you're full and you should stop eating. So a lot of times people who have heavy intake of artificial sweeteners will overeat.
Because see, they even lose the word that is too signal. Big. Yeah, just get rid of it.
Just get rid of it. I can't even say it because I don't like it. So,
is stevia, is that okay?
Stevia is okay. It's a plant-based natural sweetener, and your liver doesn't freak out with it and metabolizes it much better.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. So number three, and this is sometimes a tough one, go organic when possible.
Yeah.
And I know that, with the economy and everything, that can be tough for some people, for everybody really. But my advice there is to go online and look at the list for like the top five offenders, meaning the top five items of produce that are the most pesticide laden, and try and start out that way. Buy the
apples.
Ones that are less.
I mean, I saw some
apples,
on the list that were shocking.
Yeah, apples are a big one, strawberries, bell peppers. So if you can buy those three organic, you're well on your way.
Oh, that's
terrific. That's a big change.
And, just to say, next month we'll be at Pure Living Expo in Sedona, and we're big sponsors of them and advocates. So we are really supporting people getting educated on organic. It's just, it's just part of your fiber.
Yep.
Pun intended.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because you do want to eat as many vegetables and fruits as possible for fiber and also to help your body cleanse.
Beautiful.
Yep, all works together. Number four, say sayonara to soda.
Yeah.
And that's usually a big one for people, diet or regular. It's just full of chemicals, full of sugar.
Yeah.
And your body doesn't like it.
Well, and I'm surprised till this day, even in people I know who are sort of in the conscious movement, still feel like they need to get a little bit of something in there. And I'm like, mineral water. Just
exactly.
Go for like carbonated water.
They're
with
so,
a little lime.
Exactly.
Or the doTERRA oils, right?
Or Slim and Sassy, excellent.
I live on that.
Yeah. So really, if you want something fizzy, go get some seltzer water. Go get some carbonated water. Flavor it yourself. There are also some really excellent products on the market now with flavored carbonated water.
Okay.
You won't miss the soda.
Great.
For real. Number five, and my favorite, get enough sleep.
Oh.
We are all running on empty.
I'm looking
these
over
days.
At Howard. Like, is that even possible?
I know. We're all so busy, but sleep is crucial in maintaining your body's natural balance.
Yeah.
And weight loss, too.
It's interesting. But the more you exercise, it feels like the more your body's like humming a little bit allows you to sleep.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yep.
So say that again. Weight loss and sleep are connected.
They are absolutely connected. Yep. When you sleep, your stress levels go down. And when your stress levels are down, your body doesn't hang on to so much cortisol, the stress hormone, and is more willing to get rid of extra weight for you.
And then I'm just going to throw in the drinking water. I mean, if
absolutely.
Someone doesn't know to do that at this point, I'd be surprised. But we always still have to remember how important the water is.
And if you're not a fan of water, lots of things you can do to make it more exciting, like you mentioned. Squeeze in some lime, even cucumbers, strawberries, oranges. They can all flavor water. And herbal tea counts, too. Try some peppermint tea.
There you go.
Yep.
And I'm glad that you didn't come in here and start reading a laundry list of cayenne pepper and lemon and, you know, all the hardcore. Or some people say that that's not hardcore. I think they all are.
Right.
But just, you know, these are natural ways to cleanse the body.
Natural things that you can incorporate into your daily life that won't disrupt your daily life.
That's perfect. Yep. So we just have a couple minutes left. So people who really want to have a support system, they're not here. You work with people all over the world. So let's talk about that.
Okay. Well, one of the ways that I like to work with people is have them keep a food journal. And I do that online. And that way I can really get into the nitty gritty of what meaningful changes we can make. I take into account your likes, dislikes, your lifestyle, and then we can consult via email or Skype. Google Chat can work as well.
Yeah,
so I like to have the face-to-face with people. And so what I will do is give you an initial consultation, ask you some questions about your lifestyle, get to know your goals, what do you want to accomplish, and then we'll go from there. But we really get into some custom, individualized nutrition and lifestyle counseling with people.
That's terrific. Mm-hmm. And then how do they reach you?
The best way to reach me is via email. That email address is sculptlaserlipo@gmail.com. And it's laser with an S.
Well, I can say personally that you have been supporting me for a long time. And by the way, I have to say, I love that you're doing Skype because you want to be able to see the results of your clients as they start to dwindle down in
a beautiful way.
So I'm glad you're doing that. And if you're local, you can go into your office or do call it an office studio? What do you call it?
I call it an office. I actually call it a laser cave. But my little laser cave. But it's a beautiful, quiet, private environment. And I encourage people to come in anytime. Give me a call first and we'll have a chat. See what you want to accomplish.
Terrific. So two things. Let's give them the website. And then I know you have a special offer for ZGR listeners.
Yes. Go to my website. It's sculptlaserlipo.com. And right now, I would love to offer everybody a free session with when they purchase a 10-session package. And the 10-session laser package includes the laser treatments and all of the nutrition and lifestyle guidance that we just talked about.
Excellent. Patricia Murphy, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, ma'am.
We will have you back from time to time and just let us know what trends or what's happening in your world, how we can support the listeners out there and their goals. So we will see you again. So again, thank you for being here.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
Any questions, send me an email.
Excellent. We'll be right back with so much more. Again, you're listening to ZGR. Stick around. Have you ever wondered what your personal path or world purpose is? Did you know your life blueprint has been in place well before you were born? Numerology is a code that translates everything that is happening in your life. It identifies and describes current and future events that pertain just to you. Renowned numerologist Ruth Dreher is available for sessions worldwide. Either log on to cybernumbers.com or call 903-534-4873 to book your appointment now. Mention code ZGR and receive 10% off your session. Hey, out there in ZGR land, be sure and mark your calendars for next Saturday because we have round two of incredible filmmakers who are making big impact through the storytelling that they are doing. Join us here on ZGR.
Hi, this is Andrea Williams, publisher of Natural Awakenings magazine in New Mexico, your monthly health and wellness publication. We're excited about our June issue filled with so many uplifting events in our community. We feature an interview with visionary leader Barbara Marks Hubbard, tell you how to get your chi on at the Healing Chi Revolution, and share an article about Ama, the humanitarian leader well known for her healing hugs. Pick up your June magazine for details about these and many other events, plus more local news and inspirational articles, now at newsstands in Albuquerque, Santa Fe, and Taos, or online at naturalawakeningsnnm.com. For inquiries about advertising your events or services, please call 505-999-1319. Have a happy and inspirational month of June.
Hi, I'm Lainey Savante-Quirk, host of Zeta Global Radio. ZGR is excited to be a media partner at this year's Pure Living Expo taking place in Sedona, Arizona, July 23rd through 27th. Get ready to cleanse, rejuvenate, and empower yourself with the best of the best health luminaries of today. This gathering is more than just workshops, talks, and keynote presentations. You'll experience those along with the Pure Living Cafe, Earth School, Expo Showroom, a dance party, and so much more. Come for the live professional food prep demos with some of the most celebrated living food chefs, meet the wellness experts who are changing the future, and of course, take part in the incredible scenic and magical energy that only Sedona has worldwide. Get your tickets now at purelivingexpo.com. Use special code ZGR2015 and you'll get 10% off your tickets. I'll see you there in the land of the Red Rocks at Pure Living Expo, July 23rd through 27th.
Hi, this is Patricia from Sculpt Laser Lipo Weight Loss and Wellness. Are you ready to live your most vibrant life? I can help you lose those stubborn extra pounds painlessly and permanently. And as a special offer for ZGR listeners, I'd like to offer 11 sessions for the price of 10, and that includes nutritional and lifestyle counseling as well. Visit SculptLaserLipo.com or email SculptLaserLipo@gmail.com for more details.
Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio, ZGR. I am your host, Lainey Savante, and today we are talking to many experts in the field of healthy tips for mind, body, and spirit. We just got done talking to Sarah Jones with doTERRA Oils. Excuse me. And she had a lot of great tips. If you didn't hear it, go back to the archive at our Facebook page, Zeta Global Radio, or bbsradio.com/Zeta Global Radio, and hear all the many ways that you can use oils. And that is mind, body, and spirit, because I don't think a lot of people knew that oils can really affect your emotions, your physicality, and so those were great tips. Thank you, Sarah. It is my great honor and privilege to introduce in this segment Dr. Lynn Morrell. She's a pioneer in the field of applied spiritual psychology and energetic clearing for physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual well-being. Her best-selling book, Soul Lifts, From Bumps to Brilliance, is filled with practical examples of how to overcome obstacles. She's impacted thousands of people across the globe who have built bridges to transformation from their challenges to greater productivity, health, and wealth. And believe it or not, on top of all that, she has not been sitting around because she is also a fifth degree black belt and nationally ranked karate champion. So I think she's going to bring a unique perspective to healthy tips on mind, body, and soul, because I think you have to be a little bit focused to know how to be a fifth degree black belt. So Lynn, Dr. Lynn Morrell, thank you for being here, and welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Lainey. It's my pleasure to be here today.
I think I want to know, before we even get into healthy tips, what it even takes to prepare ourselves to do something like that or to be inspired by that, because I think that would probably radiate out to all the other aspects of your life.
I can only say insanity in the best sense of the word. I've actually been practicing martial arts. It'll be 50 years this year. And if you can imagine a chubby, insecure, never said two words, timid, I was 14 or 15 when I started, and did not want to go. I was my sister's chaperone. So like much of life, sometimes the things we resist and say I don't want are the very things that will lift you into an incredible life.
I think that's so true. So you resisted it, and then you found that it changed your life.
Oh, Lord, I fell in love with it. I started in judo back in 65. And I have to tell you, my confidence as I learned that my body was not my enemy and that I could use my mind for something besides thinking about how fat I was or how timid I was or how I didn't get invited to play with my friends, I found a point of focus that actually helped me wake up to who I was.
Wow. Do you feel that a lot of people focus on the physical, They want to lose weight. They want to look good. And I'm always advocating it's so important to have all the bodies, the emotional, the mental, the physical, and the spiritual, all connected. So I know with your book, you probably have great tips. And today we're talking about what tips there are that we can share with our Zeta Global Radio listeners worldwide on all those areas, mind, body, and spirit.
Okay, well, there's one tip that kind of encompasses all of them, which I call cleaning up your inner environment. So we're in a toxic world. We're surrounded by toxic media, thank goodness for Zeta Global. We're surrounded by a mind chatter of negativity because people communicate more with what's wrong than what's right in their life. So we're, our belief systems, our culture determine how fantastic we are. Our emotions, if we are carrying things that we can't let go of, either we're caught in self-righteousness or anger or any of those emotions, that will limit our ability to live our best life. And spiritually, if we think we're separate or somehow not part of our own divinity, all those things are things that would take us out of living our best life. So cleaning up our inner environment is probably the first thing.
Well, when you mentioned the other day when we were having a conversation and getting to know each other, that a lot of what we put into our body reflects in how we look. And I keep going back to looking at your picture, and I just have to immediately plug your website, which is LynnMorell.com, because you just said that you've been practicing for 50 years. Well, you look like you're 40, so the math does not compute how good you look. So whatever you're putting in your body is really working for you. So I want to learn more.
You know, here's the thing. Food is information. And literally, the food that we eat informs our genome and our DNA. So that if we eat good food and we judge that it's not good enough or it's not organic, it's or not that, it overrides any potential goodness in the food. What I've learned to do is to take every obstacle or setback as something that could be my teacher. It's just like getting promoted in karate. You master a certain level, you go to the next one. The missing piece for me back when I was a national competitor was, you know, this goes back quite a few years, and I still compete against myself every time I go to the school, which is about three times a week, where I was eating foods like, oh, God, what was it? The Carvel cakes, you know, the ice cream cake.
Oh, my God, you're bringing me back to my childhood.
And Subway was down the street, so I'd work all day as a petrochemical buyer. I'd grab a Subway, and I'd go teach a karate class at night. So my diet was not particularly excellent, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can only push the vessel so far without changing the oil and doing things like that.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
And I started getting health challenges. And my diet wasn't bad because, believe me, I didn't survive on Subways for very long. But I found that the quality of food that I ate had a lot to do with my aging factor. And I probably look younger now. In what some people consider retirement age, I'm just getting started. I'm better now than I was at 35. I look younger, I feel better, and it's not enough just to eat good food. You have to eat the kind of food that will nurture your body.
Do you feel that if you're in a situation, you're on the go or you're stuck somewhere in the food, you have to eat, you have to have something, is there a forgiveness process? I mean, I sometimes look at food, and it's, I know it's not the best for me vibrationally, it's, or health food. I try to transmute it, or I say a pray over it, like, or forgiveness for myself for judging that I'm having this food. I mean, are there tips that you can offer people who go into such guilt, maybe even more than what I just explained, but, you know, it's on maybe some even more levels of they're eating the wrong thing and they know it.
And here's the thing, that if you eat what you have in front of you with a sense of, oh, my God, this is a food, I'm going to bless this food, I'm going to transmute this food, and my body's going to be happy to digest this food. I also lived with a lot of guilt. Guilt is one of those I call it a non-emotion emotion that will take you down a slippery slope. You're like, crash.
Sure.
Live a really best life. You got to clean up the pollution in our guilt and our anger. And, you know, one of the things I caught, you mentioned tips earlier. I call the tip the toxic inner pollution. That does more damage than any food we could ever eat.
Say that one more time. Tips?
TIP stands for toxic inner pollutants. It's easier to remember because the negativity does as much damage to us as any external environment. So when we clear them out with forgiveness, with gratitude, with any kind of dis-ease that we have by not honoring our inner knowing, then we rob ourselves of energy. You know, there are some people that live on juice. There's a, you know, I studied martial arts and I also studied in mainland China. And there is a man documented to have lived 253 years. He went through countless wives, countless grandchildren, great-grandchildren. He outlived them all. But he lived mostly on berries and fruit. Now, the government found out about him, invited him into a feast, right? Now, mind you, this is a man that had never eaten much for hundreds of years, and he died because he ate that meal. Now, that's a graphic example of food taking us out, but his body was very pure. We, living in an environment, have this amazing ability to slowly adapt to whatever we eat. But physical practices, when people overeat, it's because they're usually dehydrated. So keeping a bottle of water with you, this is such a California thing, but keeping water with you and taking frequent sips, not 8 ounces at a pop, because your body will just excrete it, but 4 ounces and 4 ounces and 4 ounces works wonders. Vegetables are so much water. They work wonders. If it's not organic, wash it and bless it. It's that simple.
I also look forward to, and we'll probably have to wait to the next segment to learn about what you're doing with the power of aloe and aloe vera. So that's really exciting. Is there a way to, are these tips that you're talking about in your book?
I have an entire chapter on eating, and actually I do talk about cutting edge research because there are plants and medicinal plants that have been researched to the DNA level, including aloe. And aloe and some of these medicinal plants, as a healthcare, holistic healthcare practitioner, have turned my life around and my clients.
Oh, excellent. So we'll talk more about that. Where can we find out how to get the book, Soul Lifts from Bumps to Brilliance?
Well, it is available on Amazon. The way I remember the title is a facelift is a lot less expensive than a soul lift.
Gorgeous. Okay, well, when we come back, we will continue talking to Dr. Lynn Morrell, and she will be joined by Corinne Kidd, and we will learn more about Univera and more healthy tips through the power of aloe. Stick around. We'll be right back on Zeta Global Radio.
Hello, this is Akashiana. I invite you to join us for a deep immersion of self-love and purification in the sacred waters of Costa Rica in April 2016. This is a deeper awakening into a space to remember, a time to reunite, and an experience of sacred exploration within divine you. We invite you through Zeta Global Radio for a special savings of 20% on our next Sacred Exploration. Sacred Explorations is part of the Path of Samadhi. It takes you on an experiential, spiritual journey to the core of your being.
Hi, I'm Mindy, owner of Differently Designed Custom Stationery and Premier Invitations. Your invitation to your special event is the very first impression your guests will receive. Let's make it spectacular together. Whether it's a major gala, fundraiser, art opening, or social event, Differently Designed will work with you worldwide to design a unique and memorable look and feel that is exclusively yours. Visit us at differentlydesigned.com. Mention you've heard us on Zeta Radio and receive 10% off your first order of $100 or more.
The Lab Recording Studio is located in Albuquerque, New Mexico, the spiritual heart of the Southwest.
Whether you're a singer-songwriter, band, voiceover actor, or have a film or TV show that needs scoring, the lab is a wonderful facility to work in. The list of clients range from Sony, Macy's, and Toyota to independent films such as John Nussbaum's Maria Morte and shorts for Sperry Topsiders, Ralph Lauren, and more. Product quality is that of any big New York or LA studio, only without the big city expenses. Featuring marvelous places to stay and historical and spiritual sites to visit, consider the lab for your next recording experience. You can visit us at thelabnm.com, facebook.com/thelababq, or email us direct at info@thelabnm.com.
Hello and blessings, ZGR listeners. I'm Tom Carlson from Tech Love in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Tech Love is a conscious community of light center located in the heart of Nob Hill. Our space offers a warm and inviting setting for all of your gatherings. We invite and enjoy hosting pilgrims who are guided in the oneness throughout the world. From meditation and channeling groups, drum circles, kirtans, and other healing events, we are here as a physical location to draw people into communication with their higher purpose, oneness. If you're coming through New Mexico or already here, visit us at 3901 Central Avenue Northeast, just east of Carlisle, or visit us on the web, techlove.us. Namaste.
Welcome back to ZGR, Zeta Global Radio, and we are getting best practices, tips, the latest on mind, body, and spirit, healthy makeovers. And not only that, let's talk about metabolic makeovers, how to increase our body's fullest potential in the greatest way so we can do what we're here to do and touch people's lives. So thank you for joining us and listening to these wonderful women who are here sharing their gifts. And we get to invite another beautiful lady here from Canada calling in. We have Corinne Kidd. She is an associate, works with Dr. Lynn Morrell, and she, believe it or not, has spent 40 years as a VP in the financial corporate world and decided to make a change, and we get to learn more about why she's made those changes in her life. But she transitioned to a great relationship with a company called Univera, working with Dr. Lynn Morrell, and we get to learn more about that. So Dr. Lynn Morrell and Corinne Kidd, both welcome back to the show.
Hi, Lainey. It's just a pleasure to be here. I'm in Victoria, beautiful Victoria.
Well, it's exciting because this show now is reaching almost over 50 countries. So we always like to talk about where everybody's from, because at the end of the day, what we're talking about here doesn't matter where you are on the planet. We're all human beings working for playing, working, really just, you know, going through life and wanting to find out how we can bring forward the best zest in ourselves. So let's talk a little bit about how you two got together and why and what you're working on.
Well, let's see. I have, having been in 40 years in the financial industry, my heart was just saying my heart wasn't there anymore. And I decided to retire. And speaking of global, one of the things that was so appealing is that the company that I was attracted to, I was told actually through Lynn of a company called Univera, which just has such high integrity. When I went to the convention in Seattle, my heart was pulled in just tremendously, having met the founder of the company. And that sort of, that began my my career move, with actually helping people with their health.
And so what was it? Was it the products, how they're made? Was it you saw people and they were all lit up and looked super healthy? Or what was it that absolutely turned you on?
What happened was because I decided to go to the convention and check out the company. I'd been involved in health in a long time and used to help my clients while they sat there looking at their portfolios. I'd help them with their health. And so I thought, I've got to check out this company and find out who's running it, because the quality of a company comes from the top down. And when he walked on stage, I'm talking about Bill Lee, when he walked on stage, literally tears came to my eyes. I can watch his videos now. He is so humble, and he has such a kindness and a gentleness about him. And yet, here he's a billionaire and a philanthropist, and it's because of his generosity and that of his dad's that the company started. And that's a story in itself.
Well, you almost don't even see that, and of course it is a story in itself, that you mix billionaires with kindness, right? Because you're always thinking corporate takeover, but people are using your generosity. That would get my attention absolutely as well.
Yeah, Lainey, what just blew me away was the fact that he and his dad said, look, we must get this natural information on plants to the world, to humankind. We want to produce the best for humankind. His dad had basically, his life had been extended by 22 years by taking aloe. And so they said the weak link is the labs. We don't have the proof. A lot of companies say they do stuff, but they don't follow through. We want to show the science that the plants have this quality, the efficacy, before it goes to market. So they test everything. They have two labs, 50 ongoing scientists. They've won awards. They have patents, 177 patents. Thousands and thousands of acres. It just goes on and on. From the farm, they plant the seeds, they help the local people economically by hiring them to, you know, grow the plants and harvest it, and then the manufacturing sites are right there, and then they design the products, and then it's given to people like me so I can then help other people become aware of it.
Well, and it's interesting that you had mentioned that about planting thousand acres. I think, Dr. Lynn, you had said something about, we were talking the other day about GMOs, and of course we're going to have Taylor Lancaster coming up in the next couple weeks on our show, and he's the one who's walking across America, literally walking like Forrest Gump did in the movie, to raise the awareness on how it's so essential that we have GMO labeling. And so I think you were starting to mention something about these acreages with this company, if you wanted to just share that a little bit with the audience.
It's really a hallmark of the man. He was approached and told that a certain country was in danger of losing their entire soybean crop to GMOs, and they asked this country asked if he could help. They requested 2,000 acres of non-GMO soy be planted someplace where the crop would not be contaminated. So Bill bought 5,000 acres that was unavailable because of its remoteness, and is now our products have non-GMO in it, and every single product is checked. There are research projects, and they actually work because they spent literally, the company's been in creation for 34 years, roughly the first 20 were spent in pure research and collecting plants from indigenous peoples to see at a genomic level, why does this stuff work and what combinations can we make that will improve the human DNA? And they set out to study wellness, not illness, which is a very radical approach. Why are people well? Why are people thin? And after roughly 10 years of research, or was it 5 years of research and $10 million, only then did they feel confident to make their very first product. They're not a product company, they're a science company who is now committed to bringing the best of nature to humankind. And to segue on to what Corinne said about kindness, I actually had an email conversation with Bill a little bit ago, and he thanked me for my email and words of encouragement and kindness. And then in his closing paragraph, he said, I wish you a continuing success in this enchanting journey of bringing the best of nature to humankind. And it's not PR, it's him from the center of his being. And so the metabolic makeover is what intrigued me. because as a very high-level athlete, I also happen to have sugar issues, and I never met a carb that I didn't like, especially if they had chocolate in.
Oh, I think I'm with you on that.
I think most people are in it, and Stephen Chernensky, in his groundbreaking book called The Metabolic Makeover, talks about the triple whammy. You know, before World War II, we did not have a lot of what I call free carbohydrates. And the carb diet we have now has our blood glucose levels rising incredibly. And what happens is the second you put sugar in your mouth, your insulin and your body is already responding. And because of the proliferation of carbs, we literally have stopped burning fat. And instead, we get fatter. So fat is what burns calories and makes us function at a very high level. That's what our ancestors ate, mostly veggies and animals. And while exercise produces changes in glycogen, what really works is when you effectively get your body burning fat again. And that's part of the wellness that they discovered when they researched thin people. Isn't that amazing? We're in a vicious cycle. We close down our ability to burn fat. We reach for the carbs. We spike the highs and lows as we go through the day, and then we need coffee, and then we need a croissant. When in fact, when you can effectively digest fat and use fat to help your body balance itself, oh, it handles a lot of what 65% of North Americans deal with when they don't feel fit. They go to the gym and they ache.
When we start to kind of transition with these products that can help support fat metabolism, is it a quick transition? Is it something that takes months to, or weeks, or is it days? Like, how quickly can we realistically get our body to start to metabolize fat and really have that metabolic makeover that you're sharing about?
Every single human body is different. There is no one pill or substance that's a magic fix. I wish there was. I wish you could rub Aladdin's lamp. But what I do know is that on this makeover, I lost 10 pounds that I had a difficult time. I lost my carb cravings within 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty
that.
Phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Plants are food. They don't treat symptoms. They don't even treat. They just help the body do what it does best.
In fact, if I can say one thing, there's one of the nutrients that I take out of the metabolic makeover that Univera offers. And when I started taking it, Lainey, I could walk down the cookie aisle and I wasn't attracted to them. In fact, I wanted to get away from the cookie aisle. If I miss it a few days, then I'll start finding I'm craving carbs again. It's quite interesting.
How can we learn more about it? Do you have a website so people can just continue their exploration for their own selves?
Yeah, Corinne, why don't you give your website and your number, and then I'll give mine, and then we'll just take it from there.
So if you go to univera.com/1627748, and then you will feel great.
Mine begins the same. I use newunivera.com/1575526. And if any of your callers would like a complimentary 15-minute conversation about that, they can go to lynnmorel.com, do the contact page, and just say that they listen to your show and that they would like a complimentary assessment.
That's fantastic. Ladies, thank you so much for all the great information today. I think we can spend a whole hour the next time on this, and I think I'm really interested in learning more about Univera, and I could be a great testimonial of what now and in 2 months will be like. So thank you both for being on the show, one from California, one from Canada, and we appreciate everything that you've done for our listeners. And that wraps it up for another amazing episode of CGR Zeta Global Radio. Thank you so much for all of our guests today calling in and sharing what they have to offer to all of us out there on how to be healthy. If you are in the New Mexico area, be sure and join us today over at Pride Through Film, sponsored by Santa Fe Film Festival and HRA, the Human Rights Alliance in Santa Fe. We got a great bash going on up there, and hopefully you can join us. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Zeta Global Radio here on BBS, Saturdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I am your host, Lainey Savante-Quirk. Join us as we come together for your visionary platform for spiritual journalism. We'll be interviewing authors, musicians, filmmakers, and world leaders who are coming together into one accord and sharing a story. ZGR is part of the Zeta Global Group Network.